When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, so that I too may go and do him homage. After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. It was Saint Bernard who told people preparing to travel on pilgrimage to Rome that they must prepare well. You will not find Christ in Rome, he warned, unless you have him with you in your heart as you set out. I'm reminded of this story today because we're talking again about people who made their preparations, who travelled without knowing quite what they would find. When, in the end, when they did arrive, they fell down and honoured a newborn child and offered him gifts. Why? In heaven's name, where is the sense of this story? What meaning can it possibly have? These amazing characters, and remember we cannot be sure what to call them, magi, magicians, wise men, kings, members of the Persian priestly caste, astrologers, first century New Age chaps, they were adept at noting unusual features of the sky, and they did spot Jupiter crossing into one of the constellations of stars. They did not know what it meant, but they knew where to look, so they set out. In Jerusalem they got advice from Jewish scholars, and so they headed for Bethlehem. Disappointed at the circumstances of the birth of this child in pretty poor surroundings? If so, they don't show it. They confirm that this is the child they were seeking, and offer the gifts they had prepared, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were willing to be surprised. They had not ruled anything out. They were adventurers with a heart of gold, a heart willing to be convinced. They came with an open mind, and the diligence and open-minded search were rewarded. Let us in our turn seek Christ in places we may not have suspected his presence. He is present in the people who live in your town or district who are actually poorer than Joseph and Mary. He lives, quiet and unspoken, in the heart of those who live in darkness now, those whose only companion may be depression or loneliness or an unhappy relationship. We do not need any astrologer's advice as to where to find them. We probably know them and have an idea that they need help in their anxiety. We can offer a gift to them, the gift of an open ear, of time to listen. In that generous moment, Christ is born, not in Bethlehem, but in a living room or kitchen near where you live.